E. Déjà vu. The term déjà vu refers to a person's feeling that they have already experienced the situation they are currently in. While causes for déjà vu have been proposed since the 19th century, little research was done on it until the 2000s, when the scientist Alan Brown studied the phenomenon. He found that people experience it less as they age, and that it is usually triggered by a location or setting. More recently, researchers used virtual reality to study déjà vu. They had subjects enter virtual environments, such as bowling alleys or subway stations. Some of these spaces were laid out similarly. For example, pieces of furniture with similar shapes but different appearances were arranged in the same positions. The researchers found subjects were more likely to feel déjà vu when entering new spaces that were organized like spaces they had previously entered. Still, they say this is likely just one of many factors that cause déjà vu.
Questions. Number 21. What was one of Alan Brown's findings about déjà vu? Number 22. In the virtual reality study, what led some subjects to experience déjà vu? F. The English longbow. During medieval times, one of the deadliest weapons used by English armies was the longbow. About 2 meters in length, this powerful weapon allowed an archer to fire extremely rapidly, shooting up to 6 arrows per minute. A variety of arrows were used, such as the bodkin and the broadhead. The bodkin arrow was the most common, and its narrow tip could pass through most kinds of armor. The larger broadheads, on the other hand, caused more devastating wounds to lightly armored enemies. Though highly effective, the longbow required years of practice to master. Since it was an essential tool for English armies, King Henry VIII even passed a law requiring that all healthy males train regularly in its use. Examinations of the skeletons of longbowmen have found that this training actually altered them physically. Bones in their arms became thickened, and their spines became twisted through constant use of the bow.
Questions. Number 23. What is one thing that we learn about bodkin arrows? Number 24. What does the speaker say about King Henry VIII?